Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
It's the Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th at Apache Livestock Market, Apache, Oklahoma. Some 600 to 800 cows and pairs will be available, and the sale is still taking consignments. Featuring cows from Chevy Brown, Phelan Ranches, and Dennis Olson Hereford Bulls. For more information or to see videos or descriptions, go to the website www.apacheauction.com or call 888-926-9696. Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th.
Dr. Sarah Place is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association out of their Denver office, and she works on sustainability issues on behalf of cattle producers. And she said perhaps the biggest challenge is right at the front end of the conversation on sustainability within the beef industry, and that is what it actually is. It means something a little different to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And that's very true. There's a lot of values infused in it, and that's what makes it so complicated and why we're still having this debate about what it actually means. But that said, in terms of what it means to the cattle industry, it's producing safe and nutritious, wholesome beef while paying attention to economic viability, environmental stewardship, and social responsibility. So honestly, when we talk about sustainability for beef, for cattle producers, it probably is close to what you're already doing, right? It's what you've been committed to over time. You probably just haven't called it sustainability.
Seems like a lot of our producers, as they've had conversations within their generations, they've just told the younger generation this is the right thing to do.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, the right thing to do, and thinking about, you know, what am I going to do to pass on my business to the next generation, take care of my land, take care of my animals. Really, that's at the heart of what sustainability is about. It's so important for us to be in this discussion to talk about that and put our values first. As I mentioned earlier, right, it's all about values. But if we put our values first, then we set the stake in the ground about what sustainability is, and don't let it be defined by people that don't share those core values that are so important to the beef industry.
Along those lines, the cattle industry, through some checkoff investments, has tried to measure one component or one part of this whole sustainability question, and that is our carbon footprint. You know, kind of describe where we are today on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the checkoff has made that investment in knowing that consumers of beef are very interested in that. So we try to get out in front of it. Really, a carbon footprint, just to back up, is the total amount of greenhouse gas emissions that are produced in the product, in this case, beef. So feed production, the animals themselves, the manure, all the way through transportation to the consumer. But what's really key and what we have found is just using government data, honestly, with the Environmental Protection Agency, is U.S. beef only produces about 2% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. And even though there's oftentimes articles about how beef is equivalent to driving your car, that's not even close in the U.S. So transportation is about 26% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. From a story to tell in terms of our efficiency in the U.S., we have a really good story to tell, whether it's affordability of beef and the environmental footprint and the carbon footprint of beef.
One of the things that amazes me is that when you look at the U.S. carbon footprint versus other countries, we are just miles ahead of anybody else.
Yeah.
Virtually anybody else.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing, honestly. So we only have about 9% of the cattle in the country, or the world, excuse me, but we produce about 20% of the world's beef. So that just shows how much more efficient we are than other countries in the world. And when you get right down to it, our carbon footprint can be 10 to 50 times lower than other countries in the world. So it's pretty tremendous in terms of our efficiency here. And we have an excellent story to tell. Really, we're the leaders when it comes to sustainable beef production in the world. And so we need to probably be a little more vocal about beating that drum and letting people know how efficient we are in the United States.
I know that you've been involved, even when you were at OSU, with the Global Roundtable and the U.S. Roundtable and this conversation between the various parts of the beef pipeline regarding what sustainability looks along the way. How, in your mind, what's the appropriate role for the U.S. cattle producer? In other words, the producing side of things. How do we fit into that overall picture of trying to then to give the consumer a true perspective on how we are doing the right things and producing a sustainable product that'll end up on their plate?
Yeah, I think the producer's role in that is absolutely paramount. So that is, of course, from a standpoint of me doing research on behalf of the checkoff, that is key. That's part of the producer investment there. And so that's really our goal, is to put the science out there, but what really compels people are the stories, right? And we know from our own research that people really connect with the producers themselves and telling those stories. So I think the involvement in these type of multi-stakeholder efforts is very good, but it's also communicating within the supply chain and making sure the rest of the supply chain that is so critical to delivering nutritious beef to people actually understands that really compelling story that we have in the U.S. about how efficient we are, right? So it's education across the board. And, of course, we're the ones that need to do that education, right, and actually get that story out. So it's really critical.
One other question along the whole line. Do you think consumers care? In other words, do they, you know, some producers say, well, they don't really care. You know, they're not saying, are you sustainable or not? Are they?
Yeah, so I think there's a subset that are, and I think that's a fair criticism to make. But really what this is all about is about the reputation of beef. Right, it's about the constant news articles that people hear and see in the media about beef. Now, do they care necessarily always about the carbon footprint over price and taste? Probably not, and they never will. And that's honestly, I would be a little concerned if they were. But those constant stories and those constant headlines absolutely affect beef as a brand, and that's why we had to be in this space. Okay. It's not always necessarily about, does it influence one individual's purchasing decision on a Tuesday, but how does it all add up over time?
Talking beef sustainability, Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including Sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.